Welcome to the Analytics Advantage podcast, brought to you by Oracle Analytics Cloud. Analytics reinvented.
My name is Dan Smucker. Welcome to the Analytics Advantage podcast. In today's episode, we're discussing a variety of topics around analytics, including how analytics is improving businesses. Before I introduce our guest, I want to introduce my co-host, Michael Singer, Director of Product Marketing for Oracle Analytics Cloud. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, Dan. So today we have Todd Randolph as our guest. Now, Todd is a principal in KPMG's advisory services practice with more than 25 years under his belt, so he knows what he's talking about here. He specializes in operational business intelligence and analytics. Now, Todd says he's completed a lot of programs across a lot of industries, including healthcare, retail, manufacturing, distribution, aerospace and defense, utilities, and professional services. I was really excited to hear that Todd has a BS and an MBA from University of Missouri. Todd, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so let's jump right into the topic at hand, Todd, improving business through analytics. So I want to ask the simple question, why are companies relying more on analytics to improve their business?
Yeah, so thanks for that question. I think I'll really look at some specific areas of what we're seeing a lot of over the last couple of years. So one of them is organizations are moving their core transactional systems, like say HR, finance, supply chain, to the cloud. It's really driving them to take a look at how they're using data. And we really look at that in three major categories, from embedded analytics to strategic analytics to advanced analytics. And with embedded analytics, that's improved a lot over the last few years with these cloud-based solutions. So you're really able to quote, embed, which is what we call it, that embed analytics into those business processes for very specific transactions. So it really helps with the process and decision-making. From a strategic analytics perspective, what we're looking at is incorporating data from multiple data sources. So again, a move to the cloud really brings this to the forefront, because a lot of times organizations are moving, say, an HR or a finance function to the cloud, leaving others behind. So it really creates an opportunity to start looking at how do you pull that data together into that single source of truth for operational reporting. Here comes strategic analytics with maybe a product like an OAC, where we can have that single source of truth, pull data from multiple data sources, give executives and managers the opportunity to look at the organization as a whole from a reporting and analytics perspective. And then finally, advanced analytics. So we're seeing a lot more of that over the last few years as well. The tools are getting better, easier to use, certainly allowing people who are not necessarily data scientists the ability to create more advanced analytic functions, or embedding things like artificial intelligence and other advanced functions.
What are you seeing in terms of the adoption of advanced analytics? Are you seeing a lot of companies really moving in that direction quickly, or is it more of a slower process?
What we're seeing is typically something that all companies want to get to, but we start off slowly. So we want to get the basics down right first. We want to get good data. We want to help them really look at how they can use the analytics to advance analytics to improve certain processes. A common one in the HR function is looking at potential turnovers. There are some other areas we've looked in supply chain management where we're gauging our suppliers' ability to actually meet the demand that we require. So those are a couple areas, but certainly a lot of interest and a lot of momentum. But our goal is typically let's start off small and find something specific we can enhance and move from there. Another theme beyond kind of the move to the cloud that we're seeing a lot of is around employee experience. Our group does a lot of what we consider HR analytics or HCM analytics. And what we typically hear there is how can we improve that overall employee experience through the use of analytics. And what we see is the idea of the self-service or directed analytics. So with self-service, it's giving our employees the opportunity to help themselves, not wait for a report from IT or maybe even someone from their group that's pulling data manually from a bunch of different data sources to deliver that report, but allow people to go out to a dashboard or even be sent information on their cell phone or mobile device. And then from a directed perspective, again, around employee experience, how do we direct our workers, our managers, or even our executives to what they should be looking at? So pulling in areas where the company needs to focus around and actually take some actions.
Oh, really interesting. So do you find that the success with like an employee, you know, program around that the theme you just mentioned really helps drive the adoption or drives the other use cases to get into analytics?
Yeah, definitely. So I think the employee experience, if you look at that broadly, analytics is a component that can help improve the employee experience. But the idea is if employees can do things better, faster, think about how what you do in your personal life. And this is, we hear this a lot from our clients is, I want to be like Amazon, right? So, and not necessarily like Amazon, the company, but from a user experience, it's a wonderful user experience. You log in, you it knows who you are, it makes recommendations. Why can't my day job be that simple, right? From an interaction with technology, analytics plays a huge role in that.
That's great.
So, Todd, I know this depends on what industry you're in, but what do you find to be some of the top improvement that businesses need to do most? I mean, what's most impactful to a business at this point using analytics?
Sure. So I'll kind of come up with a few here. So the first is still kind of old school. It's consistency. That whole idea of the single source of the truth for very key metrics that could be specific by job role or industry. So all organizations, if you take HR, finance, or supply chain, there's certain things all organizations measure, right? So in finance, maybe DSO. In HR, it's going to be headcount, it's going to be turnover, things like that. You need a very consistent calculation across the organization. So if I'm the CEO and I'm looking at a turnover for a particular division, that division needs to be able to look at that exact same number, and they can converse accordingly. That's one thing that you've got to have in an organization. And unfortunately, a lot of organizations, when we start, we go in there, they don't have that. Another one we mentioned previously is self-service capabilities. So again, the idea I'm not waiting on someone to deliver a report to me, or I'm not waiting for a report to be run by IT, but I've got a series of dashboards, or I'm having data pushed to my cell phone or my iPad or what have you, to be able to very quickly have information delivered to me to help me do my job. In addition to that, the self-service analytic capabilities, so that's kind of basic, but then the idea of being able to take that data that's delivered to you or that information and pull data from other potential data sources in on my own and create some sort of analysis. So we're seeing a lot of need for that and a lot of increased employee experience, if you will, from offering that to your employees. And then lastly, we mentioned earlier a little bit as well, but the idea of cross-functional historical reporting. When you move to the cloud, the idea of bringing all your history into the cloud, into your transactional system, is typically not really doable. So that's where analytics can come in to create a platform as a service data store, bring all that history out there, and then combine it with your cloud-based data as you create new transactions and allow your employees to still see their history.
So in terms of its impact then, how significant is the addition of these layers of analytics in all these cases that you've talked about? Are we talking about scales of cost savings? Are we talking about hours of increased productivity? I mean, are there tangibles that we can point to?
Yeah, I would say both. So certainly increased productivity because I'm getting my information quicker and it's embedded in the actual transaction. So I'm getting what I need when I need it. I'm going to be a lot more efficient. That leads to cost saving in and of itself. But once you start bringing this data together across the organization for different functions, you start seeing areas where you can actually save costs. You start finding duplication. You start finding when you have that guided analytic pointing you to an area that's maybe way off budget you may not have noticed previously. So definitely both.
Oh, that's great. So Todd, you mentioned HR and you mentioned the themes in our previous question, but I would like to understand some of the use cases you're seeing out there, some of the customers you're working with. Can you give us some examples of where analytics is really making a big difference there?
So I'll stick with HR first. So one of the big areas that we've seen and or is we consider a leading practice is around diversity tracking. Leading practice organizations are tracking diversity. They have targets. They want to mimic what their customers look like. They want to be able to have diverse opinions and so on. So the ability to track that and measure against those targets is becoming much more critical for most organizations. So we see that over and over. The idea of empowering your managers. So we mentioned this briefly previously, the idea of allowing your managers to not only have that data they need when they need it, but to allow them to make their decisions, to maybe eliminate some approval steps. We've got an organization I'm working with right now is definitely pushing hiring decisions down to lower parts of the organization and giving them the accountability against their budget they developed. And then lastly, the idea of just doing things faster with fact-based decision-making. That every organization needs to do that to really survive in the future.
So, Todd, you mentioned a little bit about one of the problems that you're seeing on the initial conversations is this data seems to live in the silos and that organizations are having that difficulty in terms of blending data, matching data, et cetera. What kinds of advice are you giving to your clients in terms of utilizing an analytics solution that can span across departments and geographies and functions?
Yeah, well, that's exactly the recommendation.
So, I answered my own question. Congratulations. Yes.
You did. Yeah. But it was good. You go into an organization, and often we're there because there's an issue, right? There's some sort of problem. If they're looking at reporting and or analytics, we're in there for one of two reasons. A, they're moving to the cloud or some other ERP-type implementation where there's a reporting and analytic component, or we're standalone, and it's because they know they're having or can get better at doing their reporting and analytic function. And so if we go into either one of those, a lot of times what we find is it's extremely siloed. Even within one function, it could be extremely siloed where, and I'll pick on HR again, but you could look across finance or supply chain or any other part of the organization. Even within one function, you may have under HR, recruiting, core HR, payroll, and so on. They often might have different source systems. So you could have someone in there manually pulling data from all these solutions to try to get to that single source of the truth. Then it's typically offline. They're developing some sort of Excel reporting and or PowerPoint reporting and delivering out. So there's no self-service either. So just getting them to that single source of the truth is typically one of our first steps.
So, Todd, when you work with companies, what do you see as some of the stumbling blocks for achieving common goals to improve the business?
So a lot of those stem around. You have to have good corporate or executive sponsorship. If you don't have that, it won't get off the ground. Secondly, don't try to bite off too much at once. And that may sound weird coming from a consultant, but typically what we like to see is a very iterative type approach from an analytic perspective. So we'll go in and we'll work with an organization and understand what their goals and objectives are, where they are today. We'll bring in what we believe either our leading best practice around analytics and or industry-specific analytics, and we're going to develop an iterative roadmap. And the idea behind that is we want to show value quickly. So we may come in and help an organization for, you know, anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks with that initial upfront kind of vision and validate phase, we call it. Build out that roadmap. And in that roadmap, though it may last anywhere from, you know, depending on where the organization is in their journey, 1 to 3 years, it's chunked up into, you know, month periods. So maybe 3 to 4 months where we're going in, we're attacking a problem, we solve the problem, we roll it out, they start realizing value very quickly, relook at the roadmap, do the next phase, and so on. If you wait to the end to get the value, typically your priorities have changed. And typically, you end up failing with those large data warehouse-type analytic programs.
I was going to say it's very refreshing for you to say that, you know, you want to not take on too much too fast. I don't think that that's a bad thing either. I think, like you said, it helps get to those quick successes so that you can, you know, grow off of that. What are some of the other trends that you're seeing, Todd, and how analytics is improving businesses?
Well, you know, a lot of what we're doing, Dan, is we're embedding analytics into business processes. And now, again, with the moving to the cloud, we found that this can be much more transparent to end users. So the idea of any particular process where you may be starting with an analytics, an executive dashboard, where you could potentially find an issue, and I'll give a few specific examples of this, but then that might bring you directly into a transactional system. Then you may be pulling a report from something like a budgeting system to validate and so on. But that should all be transparent to an end user. And I think we're really coming into our own with some of these solutions today where that can become reality. We're building things like HR executive and retention risk profiles or processes where they start with an executive in HR, they have a dashboard, they find that they see they have an issue with potential top 10 employees or whatever that are going to have a risk of leaving the organization. That then can lead them into the actual HR system, with that, which is transparent to them, right? They start in a dashboard, they drill into the HR system, they see who these employees are, they look at where their comp is. Is that something that could be driving this change? Could be other changes besides comp, that's a common one. Then it may actually hit a budgeting system to see if they've got the budget in that department, and so on, and flow all the way through making the right decision to hopefully keep that particular employee.
Great. You know, Todd, I think you touched on this a little bit on the corporate sponsorship, but I wanted to talk about kind of what are the people who are most important to improving business through analytics? You know, what roles are key to a successful business improvement project that you work on?
Sure. So, like I mentioned before, it starts with executive level sponsorship, and that doesn't have to be the CEO. Again, you could be in a particular function, say finance, it would be the CFO. It could even be IT. It could be the CIO or, of course, the CHRO if it's HR. But you've got to have that executive level support to get to then the business leaders that roll to them, the department heads or controllers, to see the value and know that they've got the support of their executive leadership. So that's the next level down. You've got to have those department heads and controllers. You've also got to have IT engagement. So it's really not – I like to see these led by the business, because we're looking at solving business problems. But IT plays a huge role in this as well, from helping pull data together or cleanse data. So those are really the three key areas we like to see. And if you don't have all three, the chances of success go down pretty dramatically.
Are you seeing that ratio changing a little bit where IT is, I mean, they're absolutely important, and they sometimes hold the strings, money strings.
Yep.
But are they the ones, are you seeing that shift to more the business manager side?
Well, for both making the decisions and leading the program, I've seen that shift over the last several years, definitely. And you're right, sometimes IT does hold the purse strings, and that's great as well, and 'cause they certainly need to be heavily engaged. But it definitely, the more successful programs I've seen and led, are more business-focused, led by the business with IT support.
Okay. Todd, obviously, you know, the people, the buy-in from the executive level is very key. What about the business divisions themselves? You've been focusing and talking a little bit about the HR situation, but are there other divisions that, in your opinion, are in a dire need of an infusion of an analytics process?
Yeah, they all are, honestly. So anywhere there's data to support your business, you should have an analytic solution. And we like to see, you know, the same analytic solution across the organization. So I'd call it more of an enterprise analytics play. So, again, a lot of the work we do, it comes in a couple flavors, as we mentioned before. And it could be specific to a function within the organization, or it could start at the executive level, say CEO or COO, where they're wanting to get a broader look at the key metrics across the whole organization. And that'll do all the things we talked about previously. So give them the embedded analytics, give them the warnings when there's some issues with the data, where they areas of the organization they really need to look at. So, you know, overall, it improves the processes if it's better integrated and allows for that total view of the organization.
Great. All right, Todd. So, you know, here at the Analytics Advantage podcast, we like to end the show with a little game called the Fast Forward Prediction Game, where I state a prediction and you tell me green light, agree, or red light, disagree. Sound like a fun thing to do?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Now, question number one. In 5 years from now, all enterprises will be relying on a significant form of analytics to drive their business process and business improvement.
Yeah, I'd say I might word it slightly differently. I'll give it a green light, a really good green light. I would say all successful enterprises will be relying
successful.
On that.
Key identifier there, yes. Good.
All right, next question. In the near future, most business improvements will translate to improved efficiencies on the consumer side.
Sure, green light.
Okay, that was easy.
That was easy. Okay. All right, next question. In the near future, the next big thing in business transformation, will it come from divisions in large organizations instead of maybe a small to medium-sized business?
Yeah, I think so. Green light as well.
Perfect.
Oh, we're green all the way through. Okay. All right. So 5 years from now, automation will become so advanced, Todd, that robots will end up firing other robots for not complying.
So this is like
in the HR.
I was going to say this guy kind of goes back to his HR. Yeah.
We're going back
here
to the HR stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not big on the robot thing, so I will say that's probably a red light. I think there will be robots that are very focused on particular functions, but not necessarily that. Hiring and firing.
So, as I say, is it are you thinking that's an analytics robot? Saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, your algorithms are not correct, so therefore hit the bricks." Okay.
So, all right.
Very good.
We've been speaking with Todd Randolph, principal at KPMG. Thank you so much for being a guest on our show, Todd.
Thank you. Good use of my time. It's fun.
And for more information, please reach out to us at oracle.com/analytics.